My name is Kyle. I'm Grace's dad. And I ask the elders if the Lord would move in their hearts to allow me to encourage the congregation with God's word this morning. And trust that the Lord is upholding me. And I want to just begin by reading Isaiah 53, verses 2 through 5. Our precious daughter was crushed under her vehicle on Thursday, and we have been experiencing overwhelming grief and sadness. But the Lord has drawn near to us in a supernatural way, and the overwhelming support of his people has been incredible. And there's no place else that we'd rather be on this day than with you, God's people. So please give your careful attention to the reading of God's word, and I trust that the Spirit of God will attend this reading and comfort you in your grieving. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging, we are healed. And our precious Savior was crushed. And our precious daughter was crushed. But our precious Savior was crushed so that our precious daughter could experience the fullness of the joy of her salvation that she's experiencing right now in his holy presence. And I was thinking, God cares more about our holiness than our happiness. And this is going to change our family, and I trust change you, and conform you more and more into the image of his son. And I just want the congregation to see that a Christian can go through something like this, so tragic. And I wanted my children to see this. You have everything that you could ever need in Jesus Christ. That Christ has conquered sin and death. That death is just the means of entering into the glory that awaits us all that have repented of our sins and put our trust in Christ like Grace did. We're not worried about Grace. Grace is, all our lives are short. She's experiencing like joy forevermore, unspeakable joy. I hope that encourages your hearts.
We want to pray for Kyle and the Daigs and for Garrett. If you're near the Bernardos or the Daigs, if you would just put your hands on them as we pray for them. And if you're with friends or family or anyone nearby, why don't we just hold hands as well as a sign of our love and care and commitment to the Daigs to pray for them and for the Bernardos. May the Lord minister to them and to us now. Phil, do you want to start, brother?
Our gracious God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that Jesus was and is the man of sorrows who is acquainted with suffering and has borne our sorrows. Lord, we pray that you would be at this very moment ministering to all those who have experienced loss. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and your strength. But Lord, we need much of it. This family will need much of it in these days ahead. So we ask, Lord, through your Spirit, that you would minister your comfort, the comfort that only you can, as the shepherd That even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't need to fear evil because you are with us. And even the rod and the staff and the pain that comes with that comfort us. So, Lord, we thank you that grace is in your the house of the Lord forever and fullness of joy, goodness and mercy followed her. But, Lord, we need that same goodness and mercy following us. So we ask for that in Jesus' name.
Gracious Lord, we thank you for the love that you have toward us, that we have seen even through this pain from the Daigs to the Bernardos as they minister to one another and love each other. Thank you for this sweet love and care. Lord, may we, your people, be a sweet reminder to our dear friends of how precious your love is, how deep your love is for your own. Lord, would you meet them and minister to them in ways that only you can, and help us to be here for them, to be with them. Help us to love Garrett and his three sweet little babies. Lord, thank you for Kyle and Christy and for the kids. For Liberty and Sophia and Josiah and for Gavin. Lord, they are precious to us. And Noah, thank you. Thank you for Georgie and Everly and Remy. Oh God, would you meet them and minister to them? Oh God, show your faithfulness to them. You are faithful. You are good. We look to you. We trust in you. And we pray all of these things, and we'll continue to pray all of these things in the name who alone can save, the matchless, wonderful, beautiful name of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If you could all stand for the public reading of God's Word. And as we look at this passage, there's two ideas of it I want to draw to your attention as we read through it that it might capture your heart. It might be able to grab hold of it, because the thing that we need in difficult times is God's truth. We need to stand on it. We need to grab hold of it, and we need to rely on it and depend on it. So the first idea is that the source of comfort comes from God. God comforts us. And we can comfort others. So when we need comfort, we can go to God. And the comfort we've received, we can give to others. And the second idea is that through painful circumstances, it causes us to trust God even more. So the one theme running through both of these passages is that we need to cling to God in difficult times even more. Because He is more than enough to comfort us, more than enough to heal us, more than enough to give us joy in the midst of pain and sorrow. Let's read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experience in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt as though we had received the sentence of death. But that was not to make us rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope, and He will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. This is the reading of God's Word.